message.
Kids, your old pal Stu here, bringing you the very first audio issue of Bruceness Fanzine Radio. Now, once upon a time, I used to put out an old-fashioned glue stick and photocopied print fanzine called Bruceness, the E Street Press. The second and last issue came out in 1983, and since then I must have received like three or four requests easily to put out a new issue. So after 20 years, here it is in audio form. Each issue we're going to bring you music by Bruce, music that's been influenced by Bruce, music that's been influenced, that's influenced Bruce. There'll be live stuff, covers, themes. We'll look at Bruce and his place in popular culture. We'll stay up on all the relevant news of the day. In short, it'll be full of Bruceness. Hope you stay tuned. Rock and roll jersey, see, she was born to run, she was a spirit in the night, she was blinded by the light, she was holed up in jungle land, straight up, the rock and roll big boss turnpike, down by the river of desire, just off Thunder Road, where you catch her in the 10th Avenue freeze out, she was lost in the flood, Mary Queen of Arkansas, dreaming of a Cadillac ranch with a hungry heart, but most of all, she was born in the USA, Asbury Park, New Jersey, interstate babe, to be exact, she was her own rock and roll video, Rolls Royce, low riding speed, climbing, driving by the sea, making mad love in other people's private property, while being on the run from the local law for unpaid parking tickets. Are you a tramp like that? I'm a tramp like that. You were wondering what the hell kind of song that was to start off a Bruce Springsteen audio fanzine with, weren't you? Well, get used to it. Those are the kind of curveballs we're going to throw at you here on Bruceness. That was Montreal combo Brand Van 3000 from their 2001 album Discosis. Yep. A song called Speed. Was that the first official Bruce-oriented rap ever? Might have been. Well, no, Two Live Crew. We'll talk about them in a while, too. I thought it was a perfect song to kick off this particular issue of Bruceness with, since today we're going to be looking at the urban music influence on Bruce Springsteen. You know, the latest record, Wrecking Ball, not only features the first ever rap on a Springsteen album, there's sampling galore all over it. And we're going to hear the original versions of some of those sampled songs on there. Uncut, unmessed with. This next song started life as a poem written in 1755, was put to music in 1869, and was eventually recorded by folk archivist Alan Lomax in 1959 when he came across the Alabama Sacred Harp Singers. They performed it at the 1959 United Sacred Harp Musical Association Singing Convention. A snappy little title there. In Fife, Alabama. And it went a little something like this.
Sing it well, send the robber bands straight to hell, the greedy thieves. In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we wrapped in mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on highway and chrome wheel fuel injected and stepping out over the line.
Everyone else in the room, you see it. Everyone else but you.
Yes, girl, we were. Just wrap your legs round these velvet rims and strap your hands across my engines.
Baby, I am my world like nobody else.
Cause tramps like us,
it ain't hard to tell.
We gotta get up while we're young.
We don't know.
These kids today. Am I allowed to like that and still maintain any music nerd street cred? Probably not. I intended to fade that out a little earlier, but frighteningly, I was kind of getting into it. That was someone known as DJ Earworm, an unofficial mashup with Bruce in One Direction there. What an unholy partnership, huh? Wow. Just in case you were wondering if Bruce could ever make it to the dance floor these days. Yeah. You know, we should probably take a poll of the over 40s out there and see what they hate more, that or the Arthur Baker Born in the USA remixes. You know, that's the only way I can listen to Cover Me. Never one of my favorite Bruce songs, but I always liked that undercover mix. You know, Bruce's current live band could really do this arrangement justice.
Cover me, cover me, cover me.
One, two, two.
Thank you.
Now hear us out. We lick the acidic pages of poetry, shorted through rhyme and verse. Psychedelic thoughts immersed, so we rehearse these words in our head. Fuck MTV, we want our C.R. Avery.
Fuck that. Call me MC Woody Guthrie. As a kid, it was easy vision to see on the boob tube. It was the first time I saw Springsteen and Run DMC.
We good?
Zips, 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 up on a bourgeois, bounce, blips, and the polywhips, a pill, blips, pour up, so close, pull up, thousand pound drips, all up, pill, blips, pan camps, up, pull up, set about pay books, a TV, fiddle dance, for the nap, the baby, a pappy, picked up, a pramp, play it back, there was 57 channels, nothing. Home and entertainment, with my baby upset with. So I plant apps a tap, but I battle apps a bit. Pat it to the proof ups on the pop reps, cobbits. Play homes and then pointed ips, to the stop ips. A pass ips, came back, bats, from the pre peeps. 57 channels, nothing.
Elvis Presley. I let that shit blast. TV was a million pieces at my feet. So they'd arrested me for disturbing the almighty peace. Judge asked, what can you say in your defense, son? I said, 57 channels, the imps on pips, 57 channels, the imps on pips, 57 channels, the imps on pips.
Baby's wish, so I hopped in town for a satellite dish.
tied it to the top of my Japanese car. Came home and I pointed out into the stars. A message came back from the great beyond.
57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown mocking the importance of fathers.
Is the president out of his mind?
American history says none of this will happen.
Coming up on Naked Mike, it's Green Acres.
Billy might have made some friends with some billionaires. We might have got all nice and friendly if we made it upstairs. All I got was a note that said bye-bye, John. I love
57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
But the picture you are about to see may not be appropriate for many viewers. They are unavoidably extremely graphic.
Springsteen's doing a concert tour to dump President Bush. What's new? Springsteen criticized President Reagan, bashed the New York police, and said Bush should be impeached. He thinks making millions from a song and dance routine allows him to tell you how to vote. Here's my vote. Boycott the boss. If you don't buy his politics, don't buy his music. I'm Marilyn O'Grady, conservative for Senate. I approve this message because I stand with President Bush, and it's time to tame the liberal elite.
Oh, sorry. That shouldn't have been in my Bruce hip-hop file. No, it's supposed to have been in my Bruce wingnut file. It's a classic bit, though, isn't it? Yeah. Bruce's 57 Channels Little Steven mix. Version 2. Yep, Bruce is so hep that he's got dance mixes. Little Steven did that one. All the guitar in that particular version of 57 Channels is courtesy, Little Steven Van Zandt. It's true. It's not on the album version. It's Bruce on the album. It's Steve on the remix. What else do we hear in there? Oh, we heard C.R. Avery doing 57 Channels. That is from an upcoming release, a Bruce tribute, all from Vancouver artists. And I think it's called The Boss Project. That's the tentative title for that one. It'll be coming out later this year, I'm hoping, or early next year. C.R. Avery, boy, the first time I ever saw C.R. Avery live, I thought, wow, this is what it would have been like to see Bruce Springsteen in 1975. Now, of course, you could, if you got the Born to Run box, you can watch the DVD of Bruce Springsteen in 1975 and see for yourself that it's nothing like a C.R. Avery show. But still, in some weird alternate universe, it totally is. Love him. Of course, the dance mix, the Arthur Baker remix, the Undercover remix. One of, four? I think there were four different versions. There was some dub versions and single edits and stuff. Yeah, Arthur Baker, he went crazy on the Born in the USA album. And kids like those mixes now. Kids love to get their hands on those old 12 inches now. All the old folks, no, they're still up in arms about those things. Old people. Old people are funny. What's next here on Bruceness Fanzine Radio? Well, you can't really talk about hip-hop, Bruce, without talking about Two Live Crew. Band in the USA. Yeah, you know, context was everything with that one.
That nobody else has. I stick with my album. I made two versions, and I still got these clowns running.
The First Amendment gave us freedom of speech. So what you're saying, it didn't include me? I like to party and have a good time. There's nothing but pleasure written in our rhyme. I know you don't think we'll ever quit. We got some people on our side that won't take your lip. We're gonna do all the things we wanna do. You can't stand to see a brother get as rich as you. This is the 90s and we're coming on strong. Saying things and doing things that you're saying's wrong. Wising up, cause on election day, we'll see who's banned in the USA.
You know, back in the days of the first coming of Tipper Gore, Bruce lending support to a rap group that was being harassed by the Man for their music was a pretty gutsy move. Though I think it comes off as kind of a mediocre novelty song 25 years later. I don't know. Anyway, more sampling. More sampling. This next song contains a bit of a song from 1972, Lynn Collins' Me and My Baby Got a Good Thing Going. Lynn was a true funky diva. She was a member of James Brown's band back in the day, and James actually wrote and produced this song by Lynn Collins. No relation to Bootsy, if you're wondering. The song was also sampled earlier by all kinds of folks, Charlie Baltimore and Ghostface Killah, Evidence and Ludacris. So Bruce isn't, first on the scene with this one, but still, it's pretty cool. Here's the song from Wrecking Ball. It's called Shackled and Drawn.
Shackled and drawn, big up the rocks, I'm carried on. gamble man rolls a dice, working man pays a bill. It's still fat and easy up on Bankers Hill. Up on Bankers Hill, the party's going strong. Down here below, we're shackled and drawn.
Shackled and drawn, shackled and drawn. Pick up the rocks, I'm carrying on.
Trudging through the dark in a world gone wrong.
With it this morning, shackled and drawn.
Shackled and drawn, shackled and drawn. What's a poor boy to do but keep singing his song? I woke up this morning shackled and drawn.
Tonight got a little cleaning house to take care of.
little bit of James Brown for you from Bruce and E Street Band, recorded in 1978 in Atlanta, Georgia. That would be James Brown land. Night Train. Sounding fine. Before that, a member of James Brown's band in the 70s, Lynn Collins, with her 1972 James Brown written and produced smasheroo, Me and My Baby Got a Good Thing Going. Lynn's passed on, but her estate is collecting all kinds of royalties from that one these days, sampled all over the place in the hip-hop field. And the song that Bruce sampled that one in, Shackled and Drawn, from the Wrecking Ball album at the top of that set. One more sample for you. This one coming from 1960. Little group called the Peerless Four. They're soldiers in the Army of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that one of the two shows I saw on the Wrecking Ball tour included that song there, Rocky Ground, from Bruce's Wrecking Ball album, featuring the rap there from Michelle Moore, member of the Asbury Park-based Victorious Gospel Choir. And apparently Bruce himself originally recorded that rap, but didn't like the way it turned out. Yeah. Maybe we got to hear Bruce rap one of these days. It's got to happen. Also sampled in that song, a little thing called A Soldier in the Army of the Lord. Now, according to the liner notes in Wrecking Ball, it's credited to the Congregation of the Church of God in Christ and recorded by Alan Lomax in 1942. But the only Alan Lomax recorded version of that song I could find was the one we heard there, which is credited to the Peerless Four from 1960. And it sounds like that's the one. I don't know if the liner note people got that wrong or if I just couldn't dig deep enough to find the version Bruce used. But that sounded like it to me. I don't know. We'll have to check with the judges on that, I guess. And that's just about going to do it for the first issue of Bruceness here. Fanzine Radio, we're calling it. You know, Bruce, the rumor is, well, he even confirmed it in an interview a while back, that he did a whole hip-hop-based album. Only two songs ever surfaced from the sessions. He said he didn't really make a complete album. And never did release it, but one of the tracks made it to the Bruce Springsteen Essential Collection, a song called Missing. And then, of course, there's this one here. We'll go out with this one from that Oscar-winning rocker, Bruce Springsteen, in Streets of Philadelphia.
Like this on the streets of Philadelphia.